This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in a pre-budget consultation with eminent economist at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Niti Aayog CEO, B.V.R. Subramaniam and other senior officers participated in the meeting. The pre-budget consultations for Union Budget 2025-26 started on the 6th of this month. Ms. Sitharaman had held consultations with finance ministers of various states, farmer associations, economists and MSMEs. The Union Finance Minister is likely to present the budget for 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha on 1st of February. The central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 2,000 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh for rural development. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said more than 1,598 crore rupees have been released for Uttar Pradesh and over 446 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh. The grants will be utilized by Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies for local specific needs. The ministry said that the government is providing grants directly to Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies to transform the landscape of rural local governance. The capital city, Itanagar, is brimming with the festive spirit as the followers of Jesus Christ are gearing up for the Christmas celebrations tonight. The streets of Itanagar are alive with colorful lights, decorated Christmas trees, and the joyful melodies of carols echoing from churches and homes. Churches across the city, including St. Mary's Church, are beautifully adorned and ready to welcome whisper worshippers for midnight mass. Father Sunny Minch from St. Mary's Church has informed that the volunteers have been working tirelessly for the celebration. He said the church has organized various competitions, daily prayers, etc. as a run-up to the celebration. He said the church has also arranged programs for the post-celebration tomorrow with mass in the morning meal for all and others. National Consumer Day is being celebrated today. It is celebrated on the 24th of December to highlight the significance of the consumer movement in the country. It was on this date that the Consumer Protection Act 1986 received presidential assent and was enacted. This year, the theme is Virtual Hearings and Digital Access to Consumer Justice. Prahlad Joshi, Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy, in his message on the occasion, highlighted the government's reaffirmed commitment towards ensuring consumer rights and the role of initiatives like Consumer Protection Act 2019, NCH 1915, and tech-driven platforms like eDakhil for the empowerment of consumers. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the export value of smartphones has crossed 1 lakh crore rupees in the first 8 months of the current financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the production-linked incentive scheme has led to the growth of smartphone exports in the country by 45% as compared to last year. He also said that the government has set a target to increase the export of smartphones to reach 1,70,000 crore rupees in the current fiscal year. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the Interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. Delhi police has busted a gang involved in the illegal immigration of Bangladeshi citizens. Addressing a press conference, Deputy Commissioner of Police South Delhi, Ankit Chauhan, said that 11 people have been arrested who were involved in this case. He said that the arrested individuals created fake documents through a fraudulent website, enabling the Bangladeshi nationals to stay in the country illegally. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held on 8th of next month. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report to the House by first day of the last week of next Parliament session. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.